Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some fog early on today, staying cloudy with our high nearing 39. Mostly cloudy skies overnight tonight with a low around 24. More sunshine on Wednesday with a high nearing 37 and partly cloudy with a low around 20 throughout Wednesday night. Staying sunny still throughout Thursday with a high nearing 38 and clear skies and 19 throughout Thursday night. A bit warmer on Friday, sunny and 45. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 34 degrees.
Kansas Weather Bureau Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier, and Happy New Year to you. And with the new year of 2023 also comes some lower taxes across the state of Kansas. As Cake News reports, that as of Sunday, January 1st, sales tax on groceries is officially down 2.5% lower than what it was, saving you 25 cents for every $10 that you spend at the grocery store.
We did have the, the phased-in approach of going to 0% just to keep an eye on the state's coffers.
That was Republican State Representative Troy Waymaster on Cake News. The sales tax on groceries is set to drop off completely by the year 2025, but he says it's only supposed to take effect on certain types of food.
Food that would be excluded or isn't any prepared food.
Democrats across the state said they wanted to end the sales tax immediately, but were stopped by Republicans.
What happened was my Republican colleagues and legislative leadership did not want Laura Kelly to be able to take credit for eliminating the sales tax.
Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Go Hog Wild, Pit Barbecue. Hog Wild, get some for you.
It's $5.99 barbecue time. Hurry to Hog Wild for a complete barbecue meal that's sure to fill you up for only $5.99. Josh Nicolette, Hog Wild partner and general manager at Harry and Rock Road, has got all the details.
Get a Hog Wild sandwich loaded with our award-winning meats like pulled pork, pulled chicken, or hot links. Plus your choice of a classic side and a drink for just $5.99.
Upgrade your sandwich to beef brisket for just a dollar more. Join us for lunch or dinner. You can also order online at GoHogWild.com. Hogwild Pit Barbecue. 6 locations in Wichita. Also in Derby, El Dorado, Hutchinson, and Salina.
Go Hog Wild Pit Barbecue. Hog Wild, get some for you. But don't be late, we close at 8.
With the new year, also kicks off the new school semester across the state of Kansas. And many students are gearing up for the upcoming debate season through the Ad Astra Debate League across Kansas, saying speech and debate prepares Kansas students for life outside of the classroom.
This year's debate topic, it's about NATO and overall just politics in general. See how the world works and be open to a lot more new ideas.
I'm way more confident. I'm way more comfortable, speaking to people.
Even if you guys are different, you still find a way to communicate through speech and debate. Being able to judge and connect to the next generation of debate and speech is really powerful.
That audio from KSN News. Mike Harris, the co-founder and director of the Ad Astra Debate League, says that it's been beneficial not only for the students, but also for the business community looking for young leaders of the next generation.
The business community and communities throughout Kansas have seen the value in having people that have effective communication skills and can problem solve and collaborate and come up with creative solutions to the challenges they face in life.
Mid-America Network News. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, high inflation across the nation has been especially hitting hard across the state of Nebraska, especially now with Nebraska families that are being forced to pay more for goods and services, including child care in the state. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that rates have nearly doubled for Nebraska parents over a two-year period. As according to the Lincoln Vital Signs, the average cost of child care in Lincoln, Nebraska in 2019 was $7,519, compared to nearly double that at over $14,000 in 2021, an 87% increase in 2 years. And many experts say the rise in child care costs across the state are affecting them so much that it's becoming a barrier to many parents that need to participate in the workforce. In other news, the Riverstone Bank has donated $10,000 to the Regional West Foundation in order to continue battling cancer in the Panhandle area. They say the money was used to purchase a Varian Edge Linear Accelerator that's used in treatment for a broad range of cancers, including head, neck, breast, liver, prostate, rectum, lung, bone, and skin cancer.
If you're a propane customer, make sure your propane system is operating safely by having it inspected by a qualified service technician. If you've run out of propane or had an interruption of service, your propane supplier is required to test your propane system to ensure that it is leak-free and safe. Each family member should know what propane smells like and what to do in the event of a gas leak. Call your propane supplier for additional information. This message brought to you by this station and the Kansas Propane Education and Research Council, Greg Knoll, Executive Director.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The Low-Income Energy Assistance Program, implemented in the state by the Kansas Department for Children and Families, offers financial assistance to families struggling to pay their heating bills during winter months. Applicants must apply on the organization website, dcf.ks.gov, click Apply for Services, or apply in person and be eligible at a service center with locations listed on the Department for Children and Families website. Applications are available through March 31st. More information and frequently addressed questions on the Low-Income Energy Assistance Program are available at the Department for Children and Families, dcf.ks.gov. To qualify, households must be able to prove a recent history of payments on the energy bill, along with being at or below 150% of the federal poverty level, in order to qualify for a one-time assistance payment determined by household income, number of persons living at the address, type of dwelling, and type of heating fuel. Marshall County Commissioners last Tuesday held public hearings with no one coming forward with comments and then unanimously approved the 3-year renewal for the Neighborhood Revitalization Program, the Infill Housing Revitalization Plan, and a resolution to vacate a township road. Commissioners voted to approve 2 estimates from Hall Brothers for overlay south of Blue Rapids and the Herkimer Road in the amount of $454,000 and Onyx Seal on the Bremen, Granite, and Indian Roads in the amount of $222,000. A $1.7 million bid from AHRS Construction was approved for construction of a new health building to be paid with insurance, American Rescue Plan, grant, and county general funds. Year-end balance transfers were approved with $300,000 from Road and Bridge to Special Road and Bridge, $250,000 from Road and Bridge to Special Machinery, $50,000 from the Sheriff to Capital Improvement, $50,000 from the Sheriff to Sheriff's Reserve, and $200,000 from the Health Department to the Health Building Fund. Washington County Deputy Appraiser advised commissioners last week that an increase in tax payments filed under protest are expected to increase again this next year after more than doubling to 46 in 2022. The office has been receiving calls regarding valuations. 2-3% increases were common, some nearing 5%, on the heels of an average 4% increase this past year. Ag land may trend down due to state formulas using an 8-year average of use values. It's noted that town hall meetings to explain the valuation and mill levy process and how they're determined have not been well attended. Following a public hearing with no comments heard, Nemahal County Commissioners voted unanimously to approve an amended budget for 2022 at their last meeting. Commissioners discussed pay and benefits for county employees for 2023. The county attorney advised the decision to eliminate the part-time janitorial senior services position should have been voted on in open session. Commissioners will take care of this at the next meeting, January 9th. The attorney also advised an employee who has let go to do a reduction in workforce is entitled to 2 weeks' pay at the current rate subsequent to their final workday. Gage County Board of Supervisors were advised that county valuations were trending upward due to selling prices. The next planning and zoning meeting is January 17th, and Beatrice Humane Society will have someone present at the January 9th committee meetings to discuss their agreement with Gage County. Marlene S. Champagne, age 74, passed away December 20th. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Hermansburg, northeast of Bremen. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 1 until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 5 until 7 at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Marlene Champagne. Everett R. Dennert, age 56, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at Marysville Christian Fellowship. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 2 until 9. family will see friends Friday from 6 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Everett Dennert. Lonnie M. Jones, age 83, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Celebration of life service is planned Saturday from 2 until 4 at the Marysville Country Club, with military honors at 3. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Lonnie Jones. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, ribs with kraut, seasoned potatoes, mixed vegetables, and plums. Tomorrow, chicken Alfredo, French bread, green beans, and cranberry sauce. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back pain, neck pain, reoccurring headaches, chiropractic care may be the answer you need. Call Dr. Michael Frank with Frank Chiropractic Care for an evaluation, diagnosis, and recommendation of treatment options. A natural method of healing that involves no drugs and no surgery, why wait another day? Call Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville for an appointment today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Staying cloudy and slightly breezy today with our highs in the lower to upper 30s. Westerly winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Staying mostly cloudy overnight tonight with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Clearing up on Wednesday, partly sunny with our highs in the upper 20s and upper 30s. And partly cloudy skies over Wednesday night with our lows in the mid-teens and lower 20s. More sunshine on Thursday with our highs in the lower to upper 30s. And clear skies Thursday night with our lows in the mid-teens and mid-20s. Temperatures will stay slightly warmer as we head into Friday. More sunshine with our highs in the upper 30s and upper 40s. Staying partly cloudy throughout Friday night with our lows in the mid-teens and mid-20s. These dry and sunny conditions will continue throughout the weekend. Sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the upper 20s and mid-30s. And staying clear and slightly cooler throughout Saturday night with our lows in the lower to upper teens. And still staying sunny as we head into Sunday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
With a quarter inch in the rain gauge Monday here at KNDY, average high temperature for early January is 39 and the record high 64. The average low 19 and the record low 18 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:47, sunset this evening at 5:16. Again, about a quarter inch of rain fell Monday here at the studios.
Everyone knows the best barbecue around comes from Bite Me Barbecue. But what if you want the best every day? Call ahead and order your burnt ends, brisket, and much more by the pound to have at your convenience.
Game changer.
Don't forget Bite Me Barbecue as your first choice to cater your party, function, or get-together. And follow them on Facebook to keep up with their daily lunch specials.
Fog again this morning, 34 degrees. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 3rd of January. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Monday night football tragedy, and the Nets can't lose. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. It was supposed to be a battle of two top AFC teams to close out Week 17 of the NFL, but play was suspended in the first quarter when Bills safety DeMar Hamlin collapsed on the field after a collision with Bengals receiver T. Higgins.
Guys were absolutely devastated. You could see the pain and the anguish on their faces. You could see the concern and the worry.
Hamlin is currently sedated, listed in critical condition. No word on when the game will resume. NBA, Brooklyn taking an 11-game winning streak into their tilt with the visiting Spurs. Second quarter, Kyrie Irving elevated for two.
Tanabe pump fakes, spins, foul line, pull up, no good. But Irving flying in for a right-hand slam on the putback.
The call on WFAN, Irving led all scorers with 27 points. Brooklyn makes it 12 wins in a row, crushing the Spurs 139-103. Continuing with the NBA, in Cleveland, the Bulls blew a 21-point lead on the Cavaliers, who forced overtime thanks in huge part to Donovan Mitchell.
Mitchell, left wing, three, good! 66!
The call on WTAM, Mitchell scored 71 points. The Bulls collapsed in overtime in their latest embarrassing 145-134 loss. Around the association, Philly beat New Orleans 120-111. The Mavs rallied to beat the Rockets 111-106, their seventh win in a row. Knicks 102, Phoenix 83. The T-Wolves stunned the Nuggets 124-111. Top 25 men's college round ball, number one Purdue at home against Rutgers. The upset-minded Scarlet Knights looking to repeat last season's tilt with under 30 seconds left.
Ball around his screen from Cliff. Mulcahy on the wing, 18 seconds left. Mulcahy, kick it out, Spencer. Slide left, shoot the three for the lead. Yeah!
Jerry Recco on the call from Learfield. Rutgers upsets Purdue for the second straight year. 65-64 the final. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
High school basketball teams return to the Hardwoods Tuesday evening as Valley Heights travels to Washington County. Frankfort entertains Donovan West. Axtell's home to Onega. Hanover tips off at Lynn, Diller O'Dell's at Exeter Milligan, and Southern at Freeman. Marysville back in action Friday at Abilene. Girls and boys games live on KNDY. College action Tuesday, Kansas State pregame at 7, Kansas Jayhawks pregame at 7:30, live on KNDY. And join us this week as we continue our Coach's Corner program following evening sports at around 5:20.
State purpose of visit.
Well, looks like the old tractor's gonna kick the bucket this year.
Searching internet for new buckets.
No, I wanna check insurance rates.
Sale located. Right now, get 20% off new bucket with code It's Raining Buckets.
Robots don't know you. We do. For more than 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has relied on relationships to get you the insurance coverage you need for your farm or ranch. Find a Farm Bureau agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
Here's a Get Your Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. The EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers issued their final Waters of the U.S. rule. Chad Smith has more.
The EPA's new Waters of the U.S. rule will replace the Navigable Waters Protection Rule put in place during the Trump administration. Courtney Briggs, Senior Director of Government Affairs for the American Farm Bureau Federation, says AFB is extremely disappointed in the new rule.
This rule does not provide the needed clarity and certainty that the regulated community has long called for. This rule allows the federal government to expand their jurisdictional reach over private property. It is clear that the agencies have doubled down on their use of the troubling significant nexus test, which will require landowners to hire environmental consultants, attorneys, and engineers to ensure that they are in compliance.
She says when the federal government expands its reach, the amount of permitting that farmers and ranchers are subject to gets worse.
Since this rule relies on case-by-case determination and ambiguously defined terms, it is incredibly difficult for a farmer to understand if they have a jurisdictional feature on their property. There are civil and criminal liabilities attached to Clean Water Act compliance, and that is why it's so incredibly important to have a clear line of jurisdiction.
The new WOTUS rule now goes into effect 60 days after it's published in the Federal Register.
We will be looking to the Supreme Court for a decision in the Sackett case, which will provide some clarity on the use of the significant nexus test. And the agencies have stated that today's rule is a durable rule, but it is very likely that they will have to make changes to the rule in response to a decision from the High Court next year.
Learn more at fb.org. Chad Smith, Washington.
That's a Get Your Ag News. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Kansas, the heartland, the windy state. Cover Kansas is here to help navigate the shifting winds of the healthcare marketplace. A free service to help you find and enroll in a healthcare plan that's right for you. Because it's time we all got covered. Help is here for healthcare at getcoveredkansas.org. Learn how to get healthcare insurance or get free help from a certified health navigator at getcoveredkansas.org.
This ad was supported by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services as part of a financial assistance award totaling $875,000 with 100% funded by CMS HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by CMS HHS or the U.S. government. Sponsored by Community Care Network of Kansas and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
As with most years, 2022 did not lack in big agricultural stories. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Samantha Bennett. To cover the biggest stories this year, I invited to the studio former voice of Agriculture Today, Eric Atkinson, to provide his commentary on this tumultuous year.
It's fairly obvious what the biggest ag story of 2022 was and is, unfortunately, and that is the drought. And it's something that's going to take a little while to dig out of. Here in the eastern part of the state, we've been a little more blessed with moisture than our brethren in western Kansas. And you don't have to go that far west to find folks that are really, really hurting for moisture yet. And this is the third year or better of drought for those folks with La Nina. It speaks to the resiliency of people. I guess that's the part of the story I enjoy talking about, because folks are finding a way. They're finding it through risk management tools. They're finding it through just due diligence, planning. But it's going to be with us a while.
Atkinson continues by addressing Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the role that K-State's very own Antonina Broyaka has played in delivering the most timely information on her home country.
She has family still in Ukraine. Her husband is still there. Those updates with a direct perspective, because she is from an agricultural college in Ukraine. Her vantage points on what this means, what's happening in Ukraine, has been very valuable information. This thing has sort of fallen from the limelight in recent months, and that's part of the news cycle mentality that we seem to have in this country anymore. It's no less important today than it was back in March and April.
He ends by reflecting on one of the most impactful stories for K-State this year, the beginning of our time with the university's 15th president, K-State President Richard Linton.
I was at my computer last fall watching as they announced the new president of Kansas State University. Nobody, at least nobody externally, knew who that was. And when they introduced the new president of K-State, who was previously the dean of the College of Agriculture at North Carolina State University, I did hand springs in my office, because the minute it was understood that we had a new president who had an agricultural familiarity and background, I thought that was best thing that's happened to the College of Agriculture and K-State's agricultural presence for years and years and years. He's hit the ground slowly trotting, but soon to run, as he's done his due diligence in getting that feedback going around the state, learning more about what agriculture really needs and what K-State's place in that is. That is just a tremendous advance for agriculture in the state, as well as the university itself.
Reflecting on the biggest agricultural news stories of 2022, that was former voice of Agriculture Today, Eric Atkinson. I'm Samantha Bennett, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
For Stargazers, 2023 promises to be a year of remarkable events. It is a preview of January's heavenly events today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At MeltingBelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, January 3rd, the third day of the year. Novelist J.R.R. Tolkien was born on this day, and in 1959, the U.S. got its first non-contiguous state when Alaska joined the Union. Skywatchers hardy enough to venture outdoors tonight will experience one of the year's principal meteor showers, the Quadrantids. It reaches peak intensity tonight and tomorrow. And while you have an eye on things, take note of Mars at its brightest of the entire year. Venture out again in late January when spectacle abounds at nightfall in the southern sky, featuring the moon, three planets, and eight of the brightest stars all surrounding Orion. And maybe have a thermos of hot cocoa ready as well. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more stargazing advice at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY. 34 degrees this morning. We'll look for mostly steady temps, middle 30s today. Fog this morning and about a quarter inch in our rain gauge for Monday.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It was a big weekend of college basketball here in the state of Kansas as the number 3 Jayhawks overtook the Oklahoma State Cowboys by a slight victory, winning on New Year's Eve at 69-67. It was a rocky first quarter for the Jayhawks as the Cowboys took them 45-30 in the first quarter, but came back for the slight victory in the second quarter, putting 39 points on the board. It was a big night for forward Jalen Wilson as he played 36 minutes in the game with 4 rebounds, 2 assists, and put 20 points on the board for the Jayhawks. KJ Adams Jr. was the other big scorer, putting on 14. The Jayhawks are back in action tonight against Texas Tech with tip-off at 8 p.m. The Kansas State Wildcats also saw a big victory on New Year's Eve over the West Virginia Mountaineers, 82-76. It was an overtime finish for the Wildcats, putting 16 points on the board in overtime, as Marquise Noel was the big scorer, putting 23 points on, followed by Keontae Johnson with 18. Their next tip-off also tonight against the number 6 Texas Longhorns at 8 p.m. Mid-America Network Sports.
It's a new year, but the action of the Twin Valley League remains the most exciting, fast-paced basketball in the state. With some of the top athletes and best coaches around, TVL is can't miss each and every night. Hello, it's Jeff Ward, host of the TVL Spotlight, the podcast that focuses on the scores, stats, and stories from the Twin Valley League. Join me on TVLSpotlight.com. The podcast page on Sunflower State Radio, the TVL Spotlight, brought to you by KNDY Radio.
High school basketball teams return to the hardwoods Tuesday evening as Valley Heights travels to Washington County. Frankfort entertains Donovan West. Axtell's home to Onega. Hanover tips off at Lynn. Dealer Odell's at Exeter Milligan. And Southern at Freeman. Marysville back in action Friday at Abilene. Girls and boys games live on KNDY. College action Tuesday. Kansas State pregame at 7. Kansas Jayhawks pregame at 7:30. Live on KNDY. And join us this week as we continue our Coach's Corner program following evening sports at around 5:20.
KNDY.
Regrets were like raindrops. There'd be a river running through this house. If our love was like a circus, I'd be the sad-faced clown, walking with my head down, wondering where you are now. Oh, didn't I wrap my arms around you, staring.
pink rotten reel. She's doing almost everything but sitting still. Talking about her ballet shoes and training wheels and her kittens. And she thinks we're just fishing. Say daddy loves you, baby, one more time. She says, I know, I think I've got to buy.